Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Hello, John.
I didn't say it earlier, but we're in the midst now of the Christina Loos Show. And the first segment, we just continued on from Deborah, which was wonderful. But how are you, Christina?
I'm good. You know, it's just I'm enjoying my Friday. It's a nice sunny day outside and talking about this topic, which, you know, is kind of goes with our whole essence of our show, is just great. So, and, you know, I love to give my tips. You know, I'll have to give my daily outdoor activities, which I've been trying to do. So I followed in my favorite Otto's footsteps this weekend. And on Sunday afternoon, I walked with my husband at Jones Beach, which was really nice. I was hoping, I think, Otto, you're there in the morning. I was hoping we would, you know.
Where did you go?
We did the boardwalk and we walked on the beach.
Parking lot? Which parking lot?
We were in Field. I don't even remember which one we were in.
We usually go to Parking Field 6.
Yeah, I don't know if we were in 6. We might have went to 6.
Well,
I
saw pictures, actually. You were on the other end down by Robert Moses.
Well, that was the other day. I did two walks.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So that was, we did Jones Beach, which was lovely. And then which was really nice, which was my favorite part. You know, like I was saying, my husband and I, we're always reflecting on things. We were saying what was so about being in this COVID time, you know, it forced you to kind of explore the island, right? And New York on a bigger sense too. You know what I'm saying? I've lived here my whole life with Jay, and we go out, we do all kinds of things, but like we had to kind of think outside the box, you know, doing outdoor things. So we obviously love the beach, the two of us. And he was talking to one of his coworkers, and his coworker said, you know, go to Robert Moses. There's a great boardwalk. You can walk right to Fire Island. I'm like, what? So I was like, why do I not know what this is? And so we went. We were both, we were off on a Wednesday, which was nice because it was very quiet there. And we went and it was so incredibly beautiful. And like, listen, you could have kept walking to go further into Fire Island, which is something we want to do, you know, when it's warmer and more things are open. But it was a beautiful day. The walk was, it was this really nice boardwalk that looked super brand new, and it was very scenic. And it was just so nice to walk. And then all of a sudden we ended up at this really cool lighthouse, you know. Yes.
You walk past the lighthouse and then you keep going into Fire Island.
Yeah, so it was just, and like I said, it was so nice because we're, you know, it's still kind of off season and it was a Wednesday. So it was really, you know, no one around, you know, Jay and I. And it was just so lovely. And I was like, what? We were both looking at each other. We're like, what a great, you know, thing that we just, you know, discovered, you know, together. Because we've never, I mean, we used to go to Robert Moses all the time. Never thought about any of this kind of stuff. So, you know, we were spreading the word to our friends. Because we're like, it'd be such a nice activity just to go, you know, walk into Fire Island. So.
And then in the nice weather, which I've done, you can sit outside and have lunch.
Yeah.
You know, totally. It's a nice place.
That's all I need. You put me outside on a beach with a scenic view. That's really, there's nothing else I really need in life. So I encourage people, you know, we're trying to find different kind of places to walk around. And especially, you know, the weather was so beautiful this week, you know, we were trying to take advantage of that. So it was really a nice little breather. We were taking our deep breaths and just walking through. It was a nice little escape, you know, for a midweek escape, I should say.
You know, I just want to backtrack for a second to the stay in your own lane, if you're happy there. I know a lot of people that love to read, and I read, but I'm not a prolific reader. A lot of people are. People who like to read, they're fortunate too. They have a blessing, something they enjoy. So if you stay in that lane, so be it. I happen to, one of my breaks is I like to once in a while do a jigsaw puzzle, you know. And I have a couple of daughters that do them, so we exchange puzzles. And when I do the puzzle, I'm like in another land. I don't think of anything. But I wouldn't do that every day, all day. But my point being that it isn't always that you have to be in a big social environment.
Right, of course.
You know, a lot of people love to read, and that's a great thing if you
love
to read.
It's so funny you said that, Otto, because that's such a big part of so many people in my family. You know, my grandma was like an avid reader. I go more the audiobook kind of world, but that's kind of just how my brain works. I love to, like, you know, do things and move around and listen to it. But, you know, and my aunt is, and my cousin, you know, they're constantly, you know, and that, you're right, that's their escape, you know, for that, you know, reading in that book, you know, takes them away. And that's what I'm always saying, you know, everyone's got to find just kind of their thing, you know, and it's, and I think it's important to know, you know, that it's, you might not get it, but if it's their thing and that's what makes them feel happy, I think at the end of the day, that's really it. That's, you know, it's
no, you just said something, Christina. It's so true. If they get it, my interpretation, what you just said, nobody can judge what somebody else likes to do.
Yeah.
I read, but I mean, I might be hot for a couple of days and then I don't go back.
Right. All right, that's like,
so everybody has their thing and they have the thing that they have to do every day.
Right. You know,
I keep threatening I'm going to walk and try to catch out on a Sunday, but then of course Sunday comes the next Sunday, eventually. But the point is, find something that you enjoy and stick with it. That's all. It's a little bit of a relief valve or whatever you want to call it. You know, Otto, you do a lot of, you know, whether it's the bowling and golf is the way that gets better and stuff like that. Nobody's saying when you're good or bad, I don't care what you're the good or bad. If you have a good time, you're with some friends, that's it. You know, Christina, your rides to the beach, they're wonderful. Somebody else will turn around and say, what are you wasting your time and gas driving out to the beach every weekend? Guess what? It's a peaceful opportunity for you and Jay. You do it.
You know what it is, too? And I was saying to Jay, which I've said definitely before on the show, what's so cool about living on Long Island, you know, and I've certainly appreciated it more, you know, during this time even so, is that you really can have like a little taste of everything. You know, like, you know, I can go to the beach or I can go walk around a wooded area, or if I want to go to, you know, eat at a restaurant, you know, that looks more urban, I could do that, you know, like, so it's, you can kind of get a little taste of everything. And listen, where I live, it's so central. So wherever I shoot out, it's like the running joke is it takes me like 15 minutes to like get everywhere. But it's certainly, I think we need to step back and realize that there are a lot of really great things you're able to do on the island. Listen, especially obviously when the weather is nice, you know, it makes life a little easier, and the vitamin D out there certainly I think can help us all with our mental health. But it's, yeah, I think that it's something, you know, we could all stand to do.
Well, just to go back to the reading for a minute, what my wife Bunny does is, they have a group of people and they put their initials in the book when they read it and they switch books around.
Oh, that's great. Other. Oh, I love that.
So people are always trading books and talking about the books and whatever. So, I mean, if that's what you like to do and absolutely, that's your lane, great. You know, I think probably we may some tend to push the other approaches, but you know, I think the key thing that's coming out of this right now is that if you're happy where you are, good for you. You know, that's what matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you're not going to convert the world to your thinking. We have a little bit too much of that going on in the world as it is. You know, everybody's entitled to have their own life and their own way they want to do something.
And you know, that's a great point. I think everyone can realize that, and certainly, you know, I've opted to like just tap out and not watch the news at all. You know, I'll get my alerts on my phone and then I'll stay in, because I really got sucked into that hole when this whole pandemic started, you know, and it was totally, and I saw it affecting my mood, you know, and like I said, it was just, I was very emotional all the time, and everything, there were so many contradictory, and that's what I've had to like separate from, because we're in a society that's really unfortunately polarizing. You know, there's this side, and then everyone's, you know, and if you don't, and there's never like this happy medium, you know, which frankly is where I fall usually in life. You know, I'm really not like a polarizing character, you know, and I'm always, you know, I'm always the one like, well, I can understand what they're saying. Oh, I can understand what they're saying. You know, I'm like the worst at overanalyzing what everyone does, you know, but I think that that's what's really important, you know, and that's what we always want to say on this show. Like, listen, we're giving our suggestions And it's just, it might help someone out there, or you might be like, ugh, like, you know, good luck, enjoy what you're doing, but I'm going to pass, you know, and that's cool too. You know, we're just trying to, I think it's just, it's finding that right now. And that's the most important
thing. The happy medium of good words.
Yeah. I say it all the time. That happy medium is kind of like just my goal. Like,
yes.
Try to stay in the happy medium, right? I don't need anything too crazy or too wild going on, but.
You know what it is too? Some of the things like say Christina does or other people, you don't even think about them. So it's just a sharing. All of a sudden say, well, that's not a bad idea.
Right.
You know, to go for a walk, to go get in the car and drive to a place for breakfast. And that's something I even brought up with Steph recently. I said, Steph, we should just, because I know Christina, you'll go someplace for a lunch. We should just take a ride someplace. Yeah. And if you don't win, eat outdoors, take it home, and then come home. But you went out for a couple of hours.
Totally.
And we have fun in the car. We're always talking to my wife.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And like a drive, you know, because listen, I hate driving myself, but my husband loves driving. He has no qualms, Jay, about driving anywhere or doing anything. So it's great. I get to be the passenger and control the music and just, you know, talk or whatever. But I think that that's something so simple too. You know, if you are fortunate to still be driving, you know, just taking a little drive somewhere and parking, you know, it's like, we're not saying you need to go out, you know, to a restaurant, but that John had a great point, you know, get takeout, you know, and you can go eat outside, eat in the car. I mean, I've done that numerous times with my husband.
Well, just what you described, John, Monday or Tuesday was a nice day this week. I forget which day, but it doesn't matter. Bonnie and I, drive over to Port Washington at Hempstead or Port Washington, no, North Hempstead Beach Park, it's now called. I'll go for a walk. We bring two chairs. She brings the book and sits by the beach, basically. And I take a half hour walk, come back, sit for a couple of minutes, and then we go to Wendy's and have a big lunch.
Okay.
And, you know, but we had, like you said, you spent some time in the car, you talk, it gives you a little bit of a different exposure. And then when we come home, a lot of times we both kind of do what we do, you know. She likes to read or whatever, and I'll putz around and do what I do, you know.
Just because you're in the house together doesn't mean you're interacting all day long.
No.
I mean, go out to do something.
Yeah, I don't think it would be normal if you did interact all day long, but maybe I'm not normal. I don't know.
That's a show in and of itself. I don't want to know.
I love it. It's certainly, you know, I think everyone's got great. And like, listen, that's what I use social media for, right? Like I like to say, and it gives me ideas and suggestions, and that's primarily what I like to use it for, right? So I'm not the one who's posting crazy stuff, you know, I'm kind of try to keep it light and positive, but that's my choice, right? And I think that that's my favorite part is finding different things or suggestions, you know, that people do and using it. Listen, some things work, some things don't. So
absolutely. Actually, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.